Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Ray Keating is our guest, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of his new novel, Warrior Monk. And Ray, where's that book available, and how do we get you guys at Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council?
The book is available at Amazon.com, so you just go on there and look for Warrior Monk, a Pastor Stephen Grant novel. And in terms of the Small Business Survival Index and all of the other great things that we do at SBE Council, you just go to SBEcouncil.org, and you can download, as I said, the Small Business Survival Index. You can get an idea of also where your members of Congress from the last Congress, where they voted. We update. We have new things on the website almost every day. We've got a link to our blog. All sorts of great stuff there in terms of, you know, the policy issues and how they impact small business.
So check all that out, folks, and support them. This is an organization, folks, that when you and I are making payroll, these are people who are in Washington and in the state houses helping to change the policies that are being discussed and debated and passed so that they don't hurt us. I think we may have given up on getting them to pass policies that help us. I think right now, Ray, we're just working on not hurting us. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, you look a lot of the issues. I mean, for example, the tax deal that was just cut in December, and that was basically what you just said. It was just trying to temporarily stop a very bad thing that
right.
would hurt the economy and entrepreneurs.
Ray, I'm looking at your top. I'm looking at Ray's Small Business Survival Index, folks, where he ranks the states based on their how they treat small businesses, and whether the state's a good place to do business. In your top 10, Connecticut, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Maine, Vermont, California, New Jersey, New York, New Jersey, I should say, the top 10 worst states, folks, are mostly New England and all red. I mean blue. Yeah, well, I mean all blue, right?
There's no real, you know, you look at where the states are, you're right, in terms of the Northeast.
But think, that's pretty dramatic. The top 10, the worst three are California, New York, New Jersey, the horrible deficit situations. And the top 10 are all blue states and mostly in New England. And you know, I mean, the folks, when you put graphics together like this, I mean, they tell a story, don't they?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. And it is what, and you know what, again, this comes down, it's not about, you know, how the weather is in each state.
Right.
Or how big or small the state is, or whether it's rural or urban or so on. It's about the decisions that our elected officials make. So, and you look at, you know, what the views of those elected officials are, whether they be Democrat or Republican. And are they in favor of big government, high taxes, more regulation? Well, if so, that's not a good policy climate for small businesses. That's the bottom line.
The guy in this slot in the previous hours, Doug Tatum, said this on the show. He said, everything in the world is getting faster and smaller. Everything except government.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So if that's the case, But yet we still got this behemoth that we're trying to deal with. Everybody else isn't driving little race cars that are getting faster and smaller, and we got this slug in the middle of the living room. How do we deal with all this, Ray?
Well, you know, that's a question. You know, government. You have to understand the incentives of government versus the private sector. Two completely different animals. You know, one of the things that I kind of scratch my head about or roll my eyes is when a businessman or a businesswoman, they get elected to office and they say, I'm going to run this like a business. Well, guess what? You're not, because it's not a business.
Right.
There is no owner. There is no profit. There is no loss.
Very little accountability.
Right. Very little accountability. The changes are going to come. Real substantive change, I think, only comes at this point if you can get those institutional changes or constitutional changes made. So
yeah.
If you can get things like, you know, for example, a supermajority required in order to raise taxes or...
Yeah.
Or a vote by the people to invite, you know, you need those checks. It comes down to checks and balances, and you need more of those to put a check on big, voracious, you know, government that eats up profits, that distorts the private sector.
But Ray, Terry Neese was on in the previous hour. I think you know Terry. She made the point that women increasingly owning businesses is changing the landscape of the independent voters.
Oh, absolutely.
Because as more women make payroll and deal with regulations and taxes, they're less likely to be an independent for bigger government.
You're absolutely right. And I think you look at that across the board. You know, however you want to break down the voter, whether it be women voters, minority voters, and so on and so on, growth in small business ownership is absolutely a plus.
And that's why I'm still bullish on America, and I know you are too, Ray. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back tomorrow. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's have a good 2011 together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.